This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back in on a Tuesday on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you here on Fesco and Dusty on a Tuesday. Should be a nice little day today. Get a little break from football. Do you enjoy the Tuesday, Wednesday break, or would you just rather just be a whole week?
No, it's good.
Yeah, I need the break. Yes. I really do. Like, Monday night's even a stretch for me after a full week. And the weekend starts on Thursday, right? You got Thursday night
for
football,
sure.
Which I really like Thursday night football.
Me too.
And as much as I like Thursday night, I hate Monday night, I guess, because it's Monday, you know, and Thursday's leading into the weekend and you're kind
fun,
of excited.
Exciting.
It's Friday's the next day. And, you know, it's fun. Right. And then Friday, you got your high school stuff. Saturday, you get your college. Sunday, you get your NFL. And by the time Monday, I remember my dad telling me this, he goes, by the time Monday rolls around, I've had enough football over the weekend. So I think the break is good, because what you want to do, guys, in life and really in the entertainment world, especially like we do every day at 10 o'clock, you leave them wanting more. They can't wait to come back at 6 o'clock the next morning. If we were on 24/7, it would lose its luster. People would like, okay, they're on all the time. I don't need to wait to hear what they've got to say at 6 o'clock. It's 20. So if the NFL was every day, it'd be baseball. You know, you'd be like, okay, I'm not going to watch that game.
Yeah.
I think when the NFL plays, it's special because it's a big event. It's a big moment. So don't try to do it every day, but they are, you know.
Yeah, I guess Thursday night's not going to be much of a contest. Bills Dolphins.
Oh God.
I believe it's in Buffalo, too.
Double dun-dun-dun-dun.
Exactly. Will the Bills score 43 weeks in a row? Maybe.
I mean, will Miami be able to score against the Bills defense?
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll be interesting to see where, you know, kind of where Miami is right now, right?
So what do you – all right, this is interesting. I don't know if we've seen – I don't know if there's been a line bigger than this year.
I didn't even look at the week three lines yet, because week two wasn't over yet. Is it a huge line for the Miami Buffalo game?
Oh yeah. 12.5 Buffalo.
Oh God. I'm trying to
over think under is 49.5 and they have Buffalo at 12.5. So they think this game is literally going to be like 39-10.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it should be something like that.
Yeah, it
absolutely should be something. I think the over is a tough one there. You want to go over on that one.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be the natural reaction to go on the over on that one. But you never know with these divisional games, too. You never know. Like, you take the Miami Dolphins for granted. You know, it's human nature to look at the Miami Dolphins right now and go, okay, we don't need to play our best out there, get by the Miami Dolphins and whatnot, and then the under hits and they don't win by 12 and a half. You know, this is what happens in the NFL, especially in these divisional games, because human nature says it's the Dolphins. And right now, I mean, you could make the case that they're the worst team in the NFL, right? You can make the case for the worst team in the NFL, and that's where my Tough Tuesday falls, because it's the head coach and GM now down in Miami, guys, because I know what it was like here in 2012 when that airplane went to the sky saying fire Pioli. Well, they fired Scott Pioli, and the Miami Dolphins in week two already had the airplane circling the stadium saying fire the GM and fire the coach. And this is what I've cautioned about for a generation now with these head coaches. Everybody loves this young man who's calling a play on a sideline for half a season, and he's the next guy, and then they all flame out. And this led me down a rabbit hole last night when I was watching the Texans a little bit. Remember that guy, Bobby Slowicki, that was going to be the greatest head coach of all time?
Hey, Bobby Slowick.
Where is he now? Oh, that's right. He's the passing game coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. Ooh. Life happens fast, Bobby.
Yeah, he got fired after last season.
He got fired out of
Houston.
Houston. He's in Miami. I think this is his second year now in Miami, if I'm not mistaken. So he got fired in Houston, second year in Miami. His first year in Houston, by this time, week two, they were talking about that guy being the next great head coaching candidate. We want to advance people to that head coaching job because they made a couple of good play calls in October, and we forget that you need leaders to be these head coaches. Mike McDaniel's not a leader, man. The guy wears his short pants. He's vaping on the sidelines. Like, you need a leader out there. You need an Andy Reid-type person to be your head football coach these days. And if you don't have that leader on the sidelines, you're just not going to win. I don't care what plays you call. So Mike McDaniel and whoever that GM is in Miami, man, they flew a banner. Somebody rented a plane to fly a banner for you. They're serious. They want you out.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of called this, though, right? Like, the way that he was, like, his personality, like, it's one of those things where if it's working and your schemes and your what you're putting together is great, then it's fine. But the minute it doesn't, boy, they come after you like a lynch mob in Miami.
They really do, yeah.
Tyreek ain't catching balls over 30 yards. I know he got one this week for the first time in, what, like 30 games or whatever the hell it was called?
Year, right?
And then Tua's not the most accurate quarterback we've ever seen. So, yeah, it's...
Dusty, he told us Tua was the best quarterback, I think.
Well, he also
had
a podcast.
That's like horseradish.
And now he doesn't.
Mac, what'd you say?
He had a podcast, now he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, those don't last long. These guys realize how much work it is, and they're like, oh, I ain't doing
it. It just needed to be said, apparently. It doesn't need to be said anymore. Mac, you got a tough Tuesday?
Nothing left to say, really.
Yeah, I'd say the NFL for taking down videos, but I'd say our running backs, according to Next Gen Stats from Daniel Harms, Isaiah Pacheco is negative 17 in expected yards gained on all of his runs through two games. All the Chiefs running backs are negative in EPA as well. They have cost this team points.
Yeah, you got Mitchell Schwartz up here 2 hours ago tweeting about the running game. Third and two, WTF are we doing? This is the definition of running into the darkness. Follow the highest paid guard and center in the NFL. Ejecting one of the best DTs onto the combo block and run through the linebacker if you need to. Don't bury your head and run into a backside guard's back. That's not your offensive line. That's your running back.
That's running back.
We'll get into that. I got a theory on Pacheco. I'll give it to you about 7:45.
Hell of a tease. Tough Tuesday here for me is Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh. How you doing, coach? Get out of here!
Yeah, that was kind of I don't like that move, no. Especially in that moment. I understand that Liam Cohen is new to his job, and he's a very passionate young man, and he's one of those guys that's kind of like in the Harbaugh mode. Like, you might find him as, like, cringy, but he's one of those guys that he believes in his guys. He has an offensive system that works. He's got a resume that can prove that. And then Trevor Lawrence is like, everything between us is fine, but, like, I'm just not that guy, and I'm a little bit more that guy now because of him. But it's more so, like, what Trevor Lawrence is and what Trevor Lawrence was promised. Now, I know that there's a lot of people, or there's one person in particular that calls him the prince that was promised, and we haven't seen that prince be promised because he came out of Clemson. He was supposed to be, you know, number one draft pick, MVP candidate, good arm, and plays in that playoff game against Justin Herbert where Trevor Lawrence, what, threw five interceptions in that playoff game, and then somehow Brandon Staley, like gave them the game. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence won that game. I think Brandon Staley just puked all over himself.
No, the Chargers lost that game. Justin Herbert and him together in the second half was abysmal. But that's the last time that Trevor Lawrence was relevant.
And then we've seen Trevor Lawrence have peaks, but we've seen massive amounts of valleys in his game. And yesterday, the national media is talking about every game in the NFL, and the one that stuck out to me, which was why it's my Tough Tuesday, is Trevor Lawrence in that game was given a win on a silver platter. Joe Burrow goes out early in that game. What was it, first quarter? Late first quarter? Yep. And is it Jake Browning, right, yep, comes in there, throws three interceptions. Trevor Lawrence threw three touchdowns and still could not win that game. Now, you could throw a little bit of blame on Brian Thomas Jr. for, absolutely, dropping a pass at the end of the game on a first down. But, like, you shouldn't have been in that situation. Trevor Lawrence, you should be better than Jake Browning. You just should be. He's a backup quarterback. You're a starting quarterback. You have the talent around you. It shouldn't have had come down to that last play. Trevor Lawrence, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Jake Browning threw three interceptions, and the Bengals still won that game by 4 points. Trevor Lawrence, if you are that guy, if you are that franchise leading winning quarterback, that's a game where any other quarterback in the league, whether it be Patrick Mahomes, whether it be Joe Burrow himself, if the opposing quarterback goes out, you have to think to yourself, this game is over and we are going to win this game. That wasn't the case in Jacksonville. It has not been the case in Jacksonville. We'll see if the season progresses better. I'll give Liam Cohen a little bit more time. But the first 2 weeks, it's been a tough Tuesday this week for Trevor Lawrence.
Well, I mean, maybe they don't have their guy, but they signed him. And so now you're kind of stuck with him. That's why you don't sign your quarterback and then fire your coach, because the coach and the quarterback may not get along. And so we're seeing that now in Jacksonville. If you didn't see the video, Liam Cohen's on the sidelines banging on his heart, like telling the way that I interpreted, telling Trevor Lawrence, start playing with some heart, man. And then Trevor Lawrence just waves him off like a kid, you know, disgusted at their parent or something like that on the youth soccer field.
Shut up, I thought he was telling him to hit his receiver in the chest.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Like, see, the way that I interpreted it was like, play with your heart, man. Play
could
with
be
your
that,
heart.
Could be that too. Yep.
And then he waved them off. And I was like, ooh, that is just not a good look. Right,
that was terrible.
Yeah,
like, it was a 15-year-old son, like, oh, I know you.
Shut up, Dad.
No, that's exactly what it was. No, look, believe me, I have seen this before, right? I'm yes, fields and everywhere all over with kids. You see this all the time. And that's what it reminded me of, like a father-son moment, you know, out there on the field, except this is a $55 million quarterback and a guy who was in the Wonka candy factory, you know? Hey, I'm the coach.
Yeah.
He probably lost Trevor Lawrence after the Duval. Who plays more years in the NFL, Trevor Lawrence or Browning Nagel?
Browning.
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, Browning will just be able
just
to be
a backup quarterback for the next decade and a half if you want to, yeah.
What is this, Trevor's fourth year?
Oh, God, no.
Is it? I think it's
got to be, right? At least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think so. I could look it up.
That was 20... What year did we beat the Jags in the playoffs, though, now? I got to go back. 22?
I think so.
And he was a rookie that year?
No, it would have been.
That would have been his second year. So was he a COVID baby?
This is his fifth season, yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.